Jesus. Ja, Jesus. Ja, Jesus. December 29th, 2013 AD. Christmas Day continued. In the year of our Lord Jesus Christ of the new age of consummation and fire. Eternal God Jesus Christ Almighty, by me, sweet divine energy, we thank you for directing us and guiding us throughout the universe. We thank you, eternal energy, for blessing all humanity all over the planetary system. We thank you for your love, for your light. We thank you, eternal energy, for flowing in us on this glorious Christmas Day celebration, rejoicing. We thank you, eternal fire, Jah, Jesus Christ fire. We adore you. We implore you to energize more and more. As we give you the glory, we give you the honor. O sacred Holy Spirit, within us, around us, and all through us. Namaste. Amen. Jah, Jesus. The power of prayer is a continuous action by meditating upon the divine energy that flows inside, all around, all through us. On Christmas Day morning, December 25, 2013, a few days ago, I was ushered in, or shall I say, transported in this potato chip factory on somewhere on planet Earth. I say somewhere because they told me not to reveal the name of the company nor the location of the company because of the incident that took place. But it ended up glorious. In the potato chip factory, as they were working, and I was there, they were obviously they were listeners of the program, of the light, energy, vibration, and about Jah Jesus. And so there was a room in there where the people began to meditate and praise, like a sanctuary, where they were taking a break from the potato chip factory working. And as they were gathered together and everything, somebody that came up at the door with the .22 caliber, I believe it was, and they threatened to do some action. And so we just began to just praise Jah Jesus. And somebody informed me about that. And I said, oh, that's good. Let them come on in. And they said, well, they got the weapon. I said, well, what kind of weapon is it? They said, it's a .22. I said, oh, that's nothing. It's only a .22 caliber. It's only probably have 6 bullets. It could do no harm. And so the people had great faith. We began to magnify the name Jah Jesus. We began to glorify Jah Jesus on Christmas Day. And as we began to say, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, then the guy, he took out the bullet, the gun, and aimed it, and he wanted to give me. And I said, go ahead, let him go ahead and blast it. It's going to be okay, because it's not going to have no effect. And as we began to give the glory and the praise to Jah Jesus, we kept chanting the name, Jah Jesus, 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 Jah. And then we began to sing it in a song of praise. It was glorious, a song of praise and the melody of Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus. And so when the guy finally pulled the trigger, the bullets came out like little candies and nubs, you know, stubs that came out, M&M candy coming out, and they had no power. They had no negative effect, no flaring effect, no one got hurt, no one got the shot, because we activated the name of power. We didn't even call the police yet. We just said, let him go, it's okay. He saw the power of the light, and he left and went his way. And so the company that did not want me to mention the name, I got it right on the tip of my mind right now, but I won't say it to honor, you know, the people and the location somewhere on planet Earth. Anywho, just to show you the power of the name Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus is so real, sweethearts, babies. I keep telling you over and over, we keep telling you the power of the name. The name, the Holy Spirit has a name. The name is real as a thrill, as a deal on Blueberry Hill. And we feel you cannot get rid of the power of the name. Anyone that wanted to deny the name of the power of the Holy Spirit, the name of the Son of God, Jah Jesus Christ, I tell you, you're missing out on the glorious power. That is the name above all names. We also are very grateful today, and we are very thankful today for the beautiful Pacific Northwest and the United States of America. Well, the world's conference, how did they say that in English? The National Conference West Coast Championship of the Seattle Seahawks. And
that's
the Pacific
right,
Northwest, they whooped their asses again over there. They beat St. Louis, I believe it was 27-9. And that was a wonderful, fantabulous game, and we are just excited. Good day, Mike.
Good day, Mike. We're live here in South London, UK, baby,
yeah.
Live.
Yeah, baby.
And right here, this is definitely Son of God University. This is the light and power of the Jah Jesus Christ, or Jah Jesus, baby.
Yes.
And so here we're going to be talking about the body, how important your body is. The body is very important. We hear a lot of ministers talking about, oh, they want to die and how the spirit leaves the body and they want to go to heaven. If you don't have the body, you're not going anywhere, especially in Jesus Christ's kingdom, because Jesus Christ's kingdom in Kolob basically has body beings. They have translated body beings. And that's what we're talking about. We want to talk about how very important your body is, how to take care of it. Why do you take care of your body? Why did God Jesus create a body for you? Why did you come to earth with a body? Is it just to discard it? Is it just to come and throw it away and then go with some spirit back to whoever is Wonder Wonderland? No. This body is created for you to become gods and goddesses, my sweethearts. So as you become, as you elevate, see, it's always an elevation, it's always a growth. You were spirit children. Then you came to earth. Why did you come to earth? Basically, you came to earth with to get a body. You were excited. You got a body. Now you're here to master the body, and you master it by overcoming. As you overcome, you become a god and a goddess. Then you always elevating. You always going. Then you live with Kolob, where Jesus lived. If you don't have a body, you don't see Jesus. You don't go to Kolob. You basically, you're just in the spirit world, and you're learning in the classes of life. How to elevate, how to grow, because you didn't make it. Basically, you didn't make it. If you die, you didn't make it. That's why we teach in life here. That's why Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. He taught life. Everything was life. He was a life being. He wants you to overcome. He said, there are many lords and gods in the scriptures. Yes, you can become a god. It's your destiny. Like my brother said before, my loving brother said before, as far as everybody's destiny on this earth is to become a god. That's your destiny. You may have other things. Your main destiny for coming to this earth is to become a god. That's all it is. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care if you don't have any money. I don't care what it is. You're supposed to be held. This temple is here, and it's a beautiful dynamic temple because it can just overcome anything. I mean, people on drugs, it can heal itself through the Christ energy. And that's what we're going to get into, how the Christ energy heals your body, how it translates your body, how it illuminates your body, how, like when Revelation comes, it says, talks about when the end comes, as far as when the lightning flashes from the east. How's that? That's when the Holy Spirit is going to fill the earth again. And as it fills the earth, it's going to illuminate everything. And those who are righteous and living in the light will be illuminated more. The people who reject it or are not in tune with it, they will be running, trying to hide. You can't hide because this is what's going to happen. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about people talking about the Antichrist. He has no power. Basically, we're not concerned about that. What's going to happen is the lightning flash. When that light comes to the earth, it's going to fill the whole earth. Are we, brothers and sisters, going to be ready? Yes, we are. That's why Son of God University is here. We're here to illuminate you with the knowledge, the power of how to overcome the flesh, of how to live forever. Everybody wants to live. Nobody in their right mind wants to die. Nobody does. They may say it, they saying it out of ignorance because they don't know. Everybody wants to live. Everybody wants to stay young. That's what Son of God University is about. Staying young, living your life with joy and happiness, living forever in your body, your mind, spirit, and body connected as one unit, living, walking as gods and goddesses. That's what the first transfigured being was. Enoch of old, he and his city, they all work together in that great Pacific Northwest called Holy Ghost City, the Ghost. That city is dynamic. That's where the dynamic Enochs are. That Holy Ghost City up there, that's where the whole city was taken up to heaven. They all worked in unison of loving the light within them, that God Jesus spirit, working with it, working together in harmony and love, and then pretty soon the whole city was taken up. Is it a fairy tale? No, it's not a fairy tale. It's facts. That's their whole city got taken up. And since that day, it's been people doing it individually. As we talk about the seven spirits, we talk about as many that have done it that you don't know, because it's a secret. It's a secret way of doing it. They don't really come out and just say, "Oh, I'm gonna be transfigured." It's basically done in secret, and you wouldn't even know it. So it still happened today. It always happened. There's no such thing as rapture. People think it's gonna be one great day. No, 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 baby, my darling children. It's just each individual. It's been happening. It's going to continue to happen. It's not one great day where everybody's clothes is going to fall off and you go in the airplane or whatever, and then you go to heaven, some fairy tale. It's not like that. It's no rapture. It's somebody in Seventh-day Adventist made, brought it up, and everybody's believing it. I'm sorry to inform you, it's no such thing. It's an individual thing. Each individual have the capacity. You have the light of Christ in you. You have the Ghost Holy in you to activate those principles. Everybody knows the truth. When I'm speaking to you live here from the UK, you feel what I'm saying because you know it's the truth. It's in your consciousness. The Christ in me greets the Christ in you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Boinky.
Boinky. Glory to the light of Christ, baby. My loving brother, don't be sorry that there's no rapture. You know, the majority of the church religious people, they say there's a rapture and the people going to fall off, the clothes going to fall off. That's going to be a pornographic rapture. They talk when you're going to tell them titties flying left and right and everybody coming and them dicks flying this way and that way. I don't think God is like that. God is an intelligent God. Jesus Christ is an intelligent Savior. My beautiful lovers, my sweethearts, and we greet all of you, all the people on the planet. We love you. We are thankful for your ears of listening to the truth. We count it a joy and an honor to bring this everlasting gospel truth to you live in the name of God, Jesus Christ Almighty. This power and this energy is a real thrill. What are we overcoming? Look like we're overcoming the negatives of the flesh, the negative thoughts, the negative attitudes, the negative vibration, the negative hatred, and all the things that are, you know, that are evil, that usurps the power of the living God. All the negative things that happen with this force field, it is such a joy. It is such a reality. It is dynamic. It is divine. It is exquisite. It is excitement. It is just as excited as the Seahawks beating the Rams, the St. Louis Rams, today. I tell you, this is the worldwide news that this happiness and this joy of this energy just gives you joy. And speaking on that, the art of respect, I want to touch on that a few moments. On that game today, those who saw the game around the world, the United States of America Seattle Seahawks versus the United States of America St. Louis Rams in the United States. And so the Rams, they got pretty upset, and they, you know, did some mouthing off to the referees, took the Seahawks guys' helmets off, and a little scuffle and a little fight. And some of them got ejected from the game. And this to show you the power of poise. You don't want to mouth off the authorities. You know, you want to, just common sense, when you speak softly or divine or show respect to people, even if you disagree. Some of you may disagree with us. We know many people may disagree. No, rapture, what the foley? Hey, it's okay. You could disagree. That's the freedom of the Almighty God. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he said, whosoever will, let him come and take the waters of life freely. So many people will agree and disagree on many doctrinal points. We don't get upset. We're not here to hog up disciples. We're here to just let the truth flow. Let the revelation come out and let the reality flow. And we go from there. We can agree to disagree in poise and dignity. That's the name of the game. No debate, no argumentation. And in that beautiful sports game or the football game in America, it's like the Seattle Seahawks show so much of poise and dignity. You know, in the midst of the confusion and the fighting and the arguing and the, you know, hollering at the referees or whatever, the authorities, it's like, it's a lesson in it, my beautiful sweethearts. Learn to be poised and everything. Even if you disagree, even with a police officer, you get stopped for speeding, don't curse him out. That's going to piss him off. You don't want to do that. If you get stopped for a ticket or for any situation, you say, "Good day. How are you, officer?" You know, you speak calm, poise, majesty. When you be poised, you get by. I remember when I was driving before the eye blindness situation in Monroe, Washington, in the United States of America, I got stopped by the same officer three times. The speed limit was 55. I was only going 95. Technically, if you go over 90, they throw you in jail. Well, he stopped me, and he said, "Where are you going?" And I said, "I'm on my way to work." You know, I said, "How are you doing? Good day. How are you?" And, you know, he talked very poor. He said, "Okay, just have a good day and go, you know, the speed limit." I said, "Okay." And then the next day, the same thing happened again. But Talking poise gets you favor, my beautiful loved ones. So let that be a lesson to you, the power of poise and respect in this way. Now, there's a scripture that I'm going to quote, which is in...
Yes, in 1 Corinthians 6, 19.
Okay, 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verse 19. In the King James, I believe, it's either the New King James Version, it says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? Think about it, my beautiful sweethearts. It says the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, the light of Christ, the energy, the Christ fire, is in you. We, our bodies, are sacred to be. You see, a lot of people, they want to talk about discarding the body. They want to say, like my brother said, you want to go die. And they say the Holy Spirit dwells in your spirit, man. April Fools, December Fools. Wake up, kids. Wake up, my beautiful children. The Holy Spirit, we just read it, we just quoted it from the scripture. Know ye not, or do you not know that your physical body is the temple of the Holy Ghost on your beautiful coat? This light of Christ is in the physical body. And the chapter, the first John, the first chapter of the gospel, and verse 9, it says, this is the light of Christ that lighteth every man who cometh into the world, the Christ energy. It is a reality. John 4:24, God is spirit. And they that worship the Holy Spirit in spirit and truth. For the Father seeketh us to worship the inner Christ. The God within is the power. The Christ light within you, my beautiful lovers. You see, if you want to live forever, you want to become totally healed, you want your flesh to evolve into youth do, you want to stay young, you want to be in love with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the light of the universe. This is the power of love. That's why they can't find Master Farad Muhammad back in 1934. He just disappeared. If he disappeared, his physical body did not die. He must have got translated because he was into the eternal light of the universe. When you become so divinely and dynamically aware of the eternal energy and you glorify this Christ force in you, you recognize that there is a God in heaven and there's a God within. The main thing right now, my beautiful ones, is to recognize the light of Christ within, the God within. Because the scriptures talk about in the Apostolic Church of Jesus Christ, when Jesus started it on 33 AD, which we are members of, the original church of Jesus Christ. This Holy Spirit power, he sent to the earth. And this spirit is the translating power that will quicken our mortal bodies, and it will quicken us and make us healthy. You don't have to take all these negative vitamin pills to get your healing. People are getting drunk. They're getting high off of these vitamin pills that are just man-made. My good friend, Dr. Mimic Oz in New York State, he even testifies. He said, you just eat the good food, like sweet potatoes, and you eat the raisins and the cabbage and the greens, the mustard greens and the collard greens and the different green foods and fish, omegas and eggs and stuff like that. And you can get good, and kefir milk and stuff like that. You can get good nutrition. The physical body is to be taken care of physically. You should take a shower every day, not a spider shower, but an everyday shower. And you want to clean your physical body up. And thumbs like that. You see, because when you are in an intelligence of the Heiligen Geist, the Espiritus Santos, the light of Christ, the whole I Spirit, the Christ fire, the Holy Ghost, all this great dynamic energy inside, that makes you zoom like fire. It makes you excitement. It makes you thrilling. It makes you happy. It makes you joyful and triumphant. There is no need for people to be sad upon planet Earth. There is no people that need to be sad anywhere, because if you recognize the power that is inside of you, and you praise this eternal power, you give love to Jah Jesus, Christ Almighty energy, and you become open mind. And if you have a doubt, ask the eternal energy. Talk to the Father God in the name of Jah Jesus Christ and say, is it real? Is this spirit inside really inside of me? Is my physical body really possessed of light? Yes, my beautiful lovers. But if you have a doubt, ask the eternal energy, because this energy circulates through your body. Think about it. This physical body is made of light, not only of dust. You were not made from nothing, as the liars have said. We are made of pure light. Genesis, the first chapter, and verse 1, and the beginning, before anything else existed, before time was time, the Almighty God always was, is, and ever shall be. And the next verse is, and God said, let there be light. And the spirit, and so there was the waters around, and the Spirit of God moved on the face of the deep of the waters. And the Yahweh stood forth bold and said, light be. And light came into existence, because the power of light always was. And light manifests, because light, the waters, and that are made up of energy. All creation is made of energy. And my beautiful sweetheart, you glorious human beings, you are a magnificent race. Don't look at yourself as a piece of dirt. Don't look down upon yourself as negativity. Although you have committed a negative sin, you can be forgiven by the divine repentance to the Lord and Savior, Jesus, the eternal Christ. And this temple, this beautiful temple, now think about that. We are temples of energy. We are temples of the highest force of the universe. We are temples of the light of Christ inside. We live inside the light, and the light lives inside of us. And as we become magnanimously, divinely aware of this eternal Christ, we cannot be down. We cannot be sad. We can only be glad. We cannot hate. We got to fulfill our faith. That is to love the light of the beautiful Christ. And all the time that we win the fight. And then you have no fear of the night. You like my rhyming? Glory to Jesus. Yes, thank you very much. Glory to Jesus.
Jesus, baby. Just like my brother says, the body is very dynamic. We are very magnificent creations. I know a lot of people, they put their animals before them. They'll treat an animal before a human. A human is the most highest and the divinely placed on this earth for divine reason, to become a God, to have dominion over the earth. God Jesus, that's why he created us, to have dominion over the earth. We have to take care of this body, like my brother says. You have to take showers, because the shower is basically energy in motion. It's basically light of Christ in physical form. Do you hear that? It's light of Christ in physical form. It is, I mean, it's very important. Water is very important.
Every other day?
No, not every other day. The reason we're saying that every other day, it's a lot of people just taking it every other day. They take it for granted, especially living in the great USA, America. You know, I have people come from other countries like Africa. They were staying with people there, and they could only get a bucket of water. They didn't have any water, and it was a treat to take a bath. You know, but the water is like energy. It is energy. It is light of Christ. When you take a bath, it energizes you. Remember, your body is an organism. It secretes all kinds of stuff out. You know, when you go to bed, you wake up and you have secretion around your mouth, your eyes, stuff coming out everywhere. You have pores, stuff that's coming out. Even if you don't exercise, it still secretes. I didn't do nothing. Yes, you are. You're living. You're a living human being. It's alive. You are alive. Your atoms are alive. Everything's alive. So it's working. So as your body is working, it's going to secrete stuff. It's going to secrete all kinds of stuff out of your body. So you need to wash that off. This is a dirty planet. You're walking in dirt all around, flying all around you. You don't see it. That's why you have hairs in your nose to breathe, to filter out. You got to take care of your body if you want to live forever. You got to eat the right foods. Basically, all the stuff they talk about, all kind of pills, that's man-made. Man does not have the intelligence like Jesus to put vitamins which you need in food. Jesus knew. He created all the foods that you eat. He knows what your body needs. Each food has a certain amount of vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D. It knows. But see, what man do, they put in a pill. Oh, you need this and that. And sometimes you take all this calcium, you get stones in your kidneys. We don't know. We are not intelligent. Jesus is. That's why you eat foods. Your body loves foods. It craves food. Just like your body, the Holy Spirit loves body beings.
Yes.
It loves to dwell in body beings. Your body loves food. It craves it. But you put all this other stuff in it, and it throws your system off. You put these pills in it, it throws your system off. You think you're getting what you need? No. We don't know. We don't have the intelligence. We may think we do. We don't have the intelligence to put what we need in the vitamin pill. It's easy to take. Yeah, it's convenient, but is it the right thing to do?
No.
Check with God, Jesus. Energy in you to find out.
Amen.
Notice that this food gives you. People say, well, I'm not getting all my vitamins because of this and that, and they're not plowing the fields and this. I mean, you can grow it, whatever you want, or you still eat it. And when you eat it in the name of Jesus Christ vibration, all those Biden's will come to place. Because remember, you're dealing with energy. Energy is intelligence. Intelligence knows everything. And when you have transfused with this energy gives you all the vitamins you eat you need when you eat the food. It knows. But when you put something in there that's going to throw your system off, it's just throwing your whole system off. The intelligence can't work with stuff like that. You know, it's kind of backlash you. You know, you can't work with man-made pills that they put, that they synthetically make vitamin A, and they put a little vitamin A to this, B complex, all this. Then they got to put enzymes in it because you don't have live food because they killed it. So they got to put enzymes in it. They got to do all this stuff. They got to put calcium with magnesium because you got to have that together. They don't know. We don't know. We don't know. We think we know. And then it stays all in your colon. And it dries up in there. Then they have some of these pills that kind of disintegrate. But what I'm saying, my brothers and sisters, my glorious brothers and sisters, what I'm telling you is eat the natural foods of the earth. Jesus designed it for a reason. Ethan, if you don't, you can grow. If you don't, eat the best you can. And the light of Christ would take over and do the rest. That's what you need to do. And then as far as living in the energy of light, live in it, breathe it. Know that Jesus lives in you. Be aware of that energy all around you. It's in every part of your body. When you have a question you need to ask, talk to the energy. It's intelligence. Remember, in Star Wars, I like to use that because it brings it down there. Luke talked to the energy. He talked to it. He used the energy. He used the force. That's what we need to do. We use the force not just when we go to church. If you go to church and you're scared and you get nervous and try to use it. But no, we use the force when we at work. We use the force when we deal with our family. We use the force when we're driving. We use the force every millisecond of the day. See, this way of life is not something that you put on the shelf after you do your prayer. You activate it. You activate the love. The love is there. It's a love. Love is a cohesive force. It's all around you and through you. People feel love. Everybody wants to be loved. Everybody knows. What is the Holy Spirit or the Ghost holy? It is love. Love in you. It's a love and energy with wisdom. If you don't have it, ask the Holy Spirit for it. Talk to it. You can talk to it like a friend, like I'm talking to you. You can talk to the Holy Spirit. It's dynamic. You can praise the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will praise you. When you do something, you feel good. That's the Holy Spirit talking to you. It's a feeling, my brother and sister. It's a dynamic feeling. It awakens you, especially when you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We're going to go into that, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, it said, be ye baptized in the name of Jesus. See, at first, let's get down to it, how this works. First of all, everybody's a sinner. You repent. And this doesn't have to be at a church building. Jesus Christ is energy is everywhere. You can do that right now, anywhere. You repent and say, everybody's a sinner. You repent. Then after that, you ask Jesus for his Holy Spirit. So who do you praise? Jesus, exactly. Baby. You praise Jesus until he gives you that Holy Spirit. And once that fire come on you, you'll know it's the Holy Spirit. Believe me, I don't need to tell you that. You pray and you ask, and you will receive, baby. And so once that Holy Spirit fire comes on you and it purges you, you'll feel it. Then now, brother, you start, and sisters, you start reverting back to the Holy Ghost within you, that ghost holy within you, that divine sire within you, that light of Christ within you, that direct principle in you. You start listening to that. It start guiding you. It's your God now. The Father. Remember, Jesus said, my Father. What was he talking about? The Holy Ghost within him. Amen. That's what he was talking about. My Father's in heaven. He was talking about the ghost holy within him. Even the Father praises, Allah Jehovah praises the Holy Spirit. Now, if they do, what the hell you think we should be doing?
Right.
Praising that ghost holy within us. It's the one that moves us. It's the one that grooves us. It's the one that helps the baseball players, the Seahawks.
Yes.
It's the one that helps the basketball players. It's the one that helps the musicians. It's the one that helps the inventors. It's everywhere present. It helps everybody. It's the one that helps the carpenters, the plumbers, the electricians. It's the one, the nurses. It helps everyone. That divine intelligence helps you on your job. It helps you to drive. It guides you with the where. It tells you where to go each minute of the day. We need this power. We need this Holy Ghost, this Ghost Holy, because if we don't have it, we are dead ducks, baby. Jesus, baby.
That's right, baby. So, my loving brother, would you say that I actually used the force on Christmas Day in the potato chip factory when the bullets were supposed to come and destroy us?
You most certainly did. That's a great story. Like my brother said, he activated the power. He had no fear. Check this out. He had no fear. He's aware of the energy. He has no fear. Come on in. That's how you tell the negative force. Come on in. What? Come on in. Somebody pull a gun on you? Come on. Go ahead. Go ahead. I got Jesus, baby. Jesus. After that, they get nervous. What? Wait a minute. There's some power. And they feel it, too. Because when you call on that name, my brother, as you know, Jesus, that energy is there. You get the destroying angels there. You get the judgment angels there. You get all kinds. You get the gods. You call. That energy brings a lot to you. You say, Jesus, baby. That energy is just potent. And you're aware of it. Nothing can harm you.
Is that the name of the Ghost Holy?
That's the name of the Ghost Holy. That's the name of the Ghost Holy. Do you hear that? That's the name of the Ghost. My brother said, that is the name of the Ghost Holy. Jesus, baby. We say that because everybody knows. Right. You know, we say Jesus, but sometimes it's hard for people to change. So that's why a lot of times I say Jesus, baby, because everybody, and then people are scared of the job. Put that job on that Jesus, baby.
That's
put
right.
That job on the Jesus.
Yes.
Come on. Are you nervous? Are you scared? Put that power name. Put that job, that extra power, that life on there. Come on, my brothers and sisters.
Right.
Say Jesus. We don't have a franchise. You can say it. It's legal. You can say it in your church if you go there.
Right.
Hey, say Jesus. Are you nervous? Are you scared? If you're scared, go to church, like I said. But if you're not scared, come on. Let's get the Jesus baby going.
That's
the name of power, baby. You can say Jesus, but hey, I'm going to put a jaw on that because we've seen the power. We know the power.
Yes.
Especially my brother. He knows the power. Many instances, people try to come up with guns and stuff. Jesus, baby. They just, whoa, what you talking about? Hey, let me step back. Hey, the power, man. The power. That's what it is. It's the power. And who knows? You can change down to become into Jesus just by the power, just by activating the power. Like my brother said, activate the power. He activated the power. The power is in the name. The power is living the life of Jesus. This is for everybody. I don't care if you're a Muslim, a Buddhist. I don't care who you are. A Hindu. I don't care what you're into. You can have this power.
What about if you're a holy Catholic?
If you're a holy Catholic, you can have the power.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So be it. Yes, my brother said, if you're a Catholic, I don't care what race, Methodist, Presbyterian, I don't care, Jehovah Witness, keep going on. It's a lot of Christian religions, you know, but it doesn't matter. We are universal. We deal with everybody. We love every church. We may say stuff, but we love every person on this planet.
Amen.
We love every church. I don't care what church. I don't care if you're a Muslim, a Christian, a Buddhist. I don't care what you're in. We love you because Jesus loves you. And if you're into Jesus, you have to love everyone. I don't care what they're in. People have all kind of hang-ups. People always have weaknesses. Everybody on this planet has a weakness except for Jesus.
Amen.
Everybody, so how can you go and condemn somebody else? Get the mole out of your own eye first. That's what he said. You got to get your own self together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we teach you. Work on yourself. Work on yourself first. You don't need to be going out teaching everybody. Activate the power in yourself like they do in that UK down there.
Yeah.
Activate the power. Live the power. Know that the power is within you and around you. It's circulating through your being. And then after you get into the Jesus within you, you got the Holy Ghost, you praise Jesus, you get the Jesus, then you start to expand awareness within you. It starts to expand. That energy starts to expand. And then all of a sudden you find yourself taken up into another love of consciousness.
Amen.
You're in the fourth dimension, another dimension. You're in the fourth dimension. Then you can see transfigurations for the earth.
Right.
Isn't that my brother?
Yes, it is. You hit it right on the thumb. Transfiguration is a sacred gift that we are to levitate on the earth. We are to walk on water like our elder brother Jesus on the earth. We are to do everything that Jesus Christ done and to do the grander work, because this sacred power is to lift us in higher consciousness. The earth is a place for the meek and the humble. The earth is not for criminals to inhabit. It's not for the gangbangers. It is for those that want to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And all can come to Lord Jesus Christ. So this beautiful planet that is called Earth, we are blessed ones. Now look at the Lord Jesus, the divine Savior, the divine prophet, priest, and king. He took on not angelic form or godangelic form. He took on human form. He didn't have to. And the book of the first chapter of St. John, it said, in the beginning, the eternal Word was, and the Word, Jesus Christ, was with God, and Jesus Christ was the same as God, and the same Jesus Christ was in the living with God, and all things were made by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ took on human flesh, human form, to show the people he became the Son of Man, that we say, oh, if the Son of God can do this, and he is distinct and separate from his Father, so therefore he took on human form, and he activated, we can do likewise.
Does he have a body?
He got a very
glorious
body.
He still have a body?
He still have a body to die. He can put thumbs on his nose.
Oh, right.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Does the Father have a body? What kind of body does the Father have, Allah Jehovah?
Allah Jehovah.
And what's the difference between the Father, Allah Jehovah, and Jah Jesus, baby?
Okay, the difference between the Allah Jehovah, the Father, he has a celestial body. It is a living, he's a living being that always was eternal, as we spoke about before, how he created, formed the body for himself, him and his son Jesus, out of the fires of eternity. And so Jehovah has a celestial body of pure light, and Jesus, he has a celestial body, and he transformed and took on a physical form. So he is not only a celestial being, he is a celestial being, an immortal being, a physical being, and a transfigurate being. So that makes Jesus very great, because he came and took on earth level. He took showers. He ate food. He done the natural things that mankind do, and he had to pray to his Father to live and survive and to understand how human life is to be manifested on the earth. And he even entered into ultimate perfection by coming from a perfect heavenly realm and taking on a human form. And in his human form, he took all the sins of the world. So yes. This glorious Jesus is a bodyguard.
Did he, when he was on a body on this planet, you know, he had all that glory at first in the birth, as we said that in through Christmas time.
Yes.
Christ, not Christmas like Chris Rock, but we talking about Christmas.
Yeah, original pronunciation,
yeah.
Christmas.
Now Christmas. So, like, he took on that form. Is what can you tell us about as far as the form when he took on that form, and then during the rest of his life, he laid it aside. So he was just like a mortal man, would you say that? Because he laid the glory aside, because he had all this light at first. Maybe he had the boinkies and all this light, and then all of a sudden the light, it was taken away. Could you tell the people why that was and what was the significance of that?
Okay, yes. The Lord Jesus, the sweetheart baby, he had to lay his glory aside, because if he would have kept the glory, then it would be no test for him, and then we could not see how it is possible for humans to overcome. So this divine Jesus became a divine, then became a literally a human being in mortal form.
So he was just like everybody else?
Yes. He took showers 7 days a week, even on the Sabbath diet.
So he didn't have his powers enough. He was just like a regular mortal.
Yes. He laid all that glory aside and left it up in the heavenly realm, and he ate, like I said, he ate and slept and drank like a mortal. He became, he was, for a period, he was called Son of Man. And to distinguish the Son of Man from Son of God, the Son of God is divine, divinity. Son of Man, he activated human, and then he recognized the divinity that was in him. And so, therefore, he was tempted, and he knows how it is to be a hot nature, how to be jealous, and how to be sexual, how to be impatient. He learned all the attributes that humankind has.
And that's why the Father put him, Allah Jehovah, put him over the earth, because he knows more than he does about how the physical human beings can feel all these tests, you know, as far as hot nature and jealousy and stuff. So is that why Allah Jehovah put him over the planet Earth, to be the God of the planet Earth?
Yes, I would say definitely so. And that and that is good because by Jesus Christ going through all that training and the overcoming of all negative and all sin vibration, he became the eternal author of eternal salvation for us. And like you said earlier, if we repent and talk to Jesus Christ and we say, oh, Jesus, please forgive me. I have been a scumbag. I have been a dirtbag. I have been doing negative. I am sorry, Jesus. Oh, great Jesus Christ of glory. It's very simple. A person can go just confess to Jesus and say, oh, I have done this. And the main and the cool thing is about to be honest to Jesus, because there's nothing here from the Son of God. And if we confess our sins and be honest and integrity and be truthful, we can be forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. Remember, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And once a person has received and repented, which means to get rid of all your sins, to metanoia, to change and to turn your life around, and to go to Hananiah. Hananiah is to be in contact with the light of Christ within. And when you go to the Hananiah experience, that's after you get the Ghost Holy. And once you have repented and been baptized in the glorious name of Jesus Christ, then you receive the sanctified power of the Holy Ghost. And once that energy is in you, like you said, my loving brother, earlier, we can go direct to the Holy Ghost. Now, is it true what I said yesterday season, that we can go beyond praying to the God up in the heavens and to the Lord Jesus in the heavens and go right to the God inside?
Yes, my
is
brother.
Is that a reality? Was I correct when I said that, and you said it to die?
You're definitely correct. That is, a lot of people are hollering to Jesus, hey, Jesus,
hey,
no, Jesus,
Jesus,
can you hear me? Or Allah, Jehovah, can you hear me? Because, you know, the Father draws you to the Son,
yes.
You know, and they calling up like, hey, you know, and God, Jesus wants you to get in touch with the Holy Ghost, the Ghost Holy. That thrills him when he,
yes.
You get in contact with that. I mean, at first, yes, when you first want the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you should praise the Son, because
that's
the
right.
Son is the one that gives you, listen directly, he baptizes you with the energy. Jesus personally baptized you. He's in control of the energy of this planet. He's the one that does the baptism. That's why you have to go through Jesus, baby.
He got that much power?
He got that much power. He's the one that baptized. He's the one that knows when you're ready to get baptized with the energy. He knows when you are true and just. He knows that, and he will baptize you. He's the one that baptized you with the energy, with Jesus' energy. And so by knowing that, you praise like Michael Jackson. You praise that energy, and you pray. Then you start praising the energy. After you get that energy, you revert to the God within. First, you praise Jesus because he's the gateway. Then after that, you get into the God within, the holy sire within you,
yes.
the ghost holy within you, start praising that. That's how it works, brothers and sisters. We're telling you, praying. You probably never heard that before. Everybody just be praising Jesus. They don't know. They have the three in one. They have this doctrine. They have that doctrine.
Yes.
We're making it plain. This is Son of God University, baby, if you don't know it or not. We're
right.
Making it plain to you how it works. That's how it's so simple. Remember, Jesus, his message was very simple. We, as human beings, are making it complicated. We have all these religions and one religion. We have all these different denominations.
Yes.
And then we have different kind of religions everywhere, stuff like that. It's all basically the same. We're bringing the truth of all religions together. Basically, Jesus is the oldest being on this planet that's been around. He's older than Buddha, Lord Christos, Lord Krishna. He's older than Zoroaster. All these ancient gods, Jesus has been around in the beginning with the Father. If you listen to our archives, they're free.
Yes.
You will get the message. He's the one that was with the Father. He birthed from the Holy Spirit with the Father. So he's older than all these beings. That's why it's such a discrepancy on Jesus. In the heavens it was. The angels, a third of them came, got kicked out to earth because Oh, he can't be it. No. And then you're going to give the humans, the ghost holy in them, they just could not accept that. They can become gods? Oh, no. They got jealous. They got angry. They got kicked out of heaven. It was a big war with Michael. You know, Michael takes no stuff. He'll chop your head off. That's what he's made for.
Is that Michael Jackson or Michael the Archangel?
Let's say Michael the Archangel.
Oh, okay.
Michael Jackson has full of love. He's like a love angel.
Yes.
But we talk the Archangel.
Right.
You know, he's made for that, you know, to chop heads off, the war and light angel, you know. But the point is that we are dynamic human beings on this earth, and that's what we can't reiterate enough. We are dynamic, and you just don't know what powers you have. We only use less than a 10% of our mind. We're way behind. The machinery is catching up with us and passing us. All these computers, you don't want to be a slave to that. When we go to the computer, our laptop and stuff, come on, you're slow. Our brain is moving. It's moving. It's slow. You say, come on, you're slow. Because our brain is more powerful than that. Because we say, hey, it's slow. Because our brain moves. It moves. We're a dynamic creation on this planet, and we don't know it. Most of the human beings don't know it. You think of some animal is better than you. I heard some people talk about dolphins are more intelligent. I don't know where they got that from. Divine human beings that God Jesus created, we are the most dynamic creation on this place, on this planet.
You got that right.
We are dynamic. And once you get that in your brain, and once you start activating the ghost holy, and once you start getting into that energy, you'll start seeing, because everything will start happening. You don't need to go to a class. As you start praising that Holy Ghost, as you start loving it, like my brother said, praise, love, and thanksgiving, you start doing that every day. You spend at least 15 minutes. That's the minimum. Morning, evening. Then you start getting to hours. You start feeling that go so. You start feeling so good. You start feeling the joy and the love within, the Jah Jesus spirit. You'll just be happy. People say, why are you happy? Hey, Jah Jesus, baby. That's why you're happy. Jah Jesus, baby. Notice, when people start singing about Jah Jesus in the churches, they get happy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They get happy. When it's not in the churches, it's dead. They just sing about it, and they're thinking about the Son of Man. They're not even thinking about the ghost holy.
That's right.
And there's power with that. And they start getting happy. Oh, Jesus. The churches start saying Jesus. People start getting to their feet. It's a power in the name, my brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Like my brother said, it's power at the beginning of the program. It's power in the name. When he was at the potato chip factory, it was power in that name.
Yes.
It was power. It's power in there. Use the name. Put a jaw on that Jesus, baby. Come on. Don't be nervous. Come on. Let's all get along and put a jaw Jesus on that. Jesus.
That's right, baby. That's the name of the game, Pacific, because you want to get excited for the rest of your life. You want to be happy for the rest of your life? Make Jesus Christ the glorious light within your life, because this is the very basic fundamental doctrine of truth. You incorporate the power of love. This love power, this is what the name the Lord Jesus, the teacher on the earth, he taught. He said, thou shalt love the Holy Ghost with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. I know the text from the scripture says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. Some verses say, the Jerusalem Bible say, thou shalt love Yahweh with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might, with all thy strength. Well, my beautiful mites, if you look at that in the original Greek and the Hebrew and the Aramaic, Jesus Christ was speaking of the inner light. When you say Yahweh means Jesus is the way, the light of Christ inside. Jesus Christ wanted to love the Father within. Jesus Christ said, I do everything that the Father within telleth me. The first scripture that I give you, that Corinthians one, what is it, my brother? You got to write down the word.
Okay, yeah, the First Corinthians 6:19.
Yes, that 6:19, it says, know ye not. In other words, do you not know, sweethearts, that your physical body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which you have from Jesus Christ? This physical body has the most loving chalice. This power is more precious than the sarnax, The sardux, the emerald, the diamonds, the rubies, you know, all those beautiful stones in the book of Revelation, and all the beautiful jewels and precious jewels in India. You know, we in India, we know that it's the whole eye spirit of God. We know that this power is an inside force living inside our humanitarian temple. And so, therefore, this glorious power, as we kept saying, we know it is real. We know from gunshots, and then it's the first incident when the potato chip factory, there are many incidents I can tell you that people, they drew their guns, a police officer one time, six of them drew their guns on me one time, and they were suspicious, and they had the wrong guy, and they were wondering, well, what you got in your pocket? I say, look out, behold, a hand with thumbs, and they tripped out. And I took my basketball, I said, you want to play basketball with me? You want to dribble the ball with me? You see, the people, they be tripping because they don't awareness have. When you are aware of the Gaus Holy inside of you, when you recognize that you got the Spiritus de Santos, now for those who question, they say, why do you say Gaus Holy at times? Then you say Holy Ghost. Well, let me tell you on the divine Latin language, a Spiritus de Santos. And the literal transliteration of the word Spiritus de Santos is literally translated as energy, spirit, holy. Or Halikin Gaisi, energy, ghost, holy. You see, it gives the power of the force, and then it gives the description later. But in the English version, and in the Queen's English, and over here in the UK, where they say, go die, mate, it's like they say Holy Spirit. And most in the English countries, Holy Spirit. But in the original, they go reverse, ghost holy, or spirit holy. And just like in the Spanish country, they say Espíritu de Santos, which is from the original Latin. They let you know the power directly is in the temple. Who is the temple? We are the temple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we recognize that we are the temple, you are getting so high, baby. You're excited. This is higher than any blunt can ever get you. It is better than any Hennessy or Genesee beer. It is just jubilant, better than Seagram 7 gin. It is better than McNaughton whiskey. This power is real, sweethearts, baby dolls. I tell you, when you get excited, then there's a high leaking geyser, the eternal energy, because we, like I said before, and I will continue to say again, that our physical body, we are made of eternal energy. We are made up of pure white light. We are made of the same substance that Jesus Christ took on when he came to the earth. We are dynamic beings because the same spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, that would be the Holy Spirit, is the same spirit that will quicken our mortal bodies and make us stay young and make us stay beautiful. Our cells are renewed. Our insides are renewed. You can talk to this Holy Spirit like we kept telling you. You can praise this power. Annalise Skyrin, she's talked about praising the power within you. Praise this light of Christ. Pray to this light of Christ. Communicate with this light of Christ. This is your intimate friend. This friend is closer than the Parliament of England. This friend is closer than the President of the United States. This friend is closer than any kingdom of power in Asia. I tell you, when you talk to the Spirit of Christ, the light of Christ, recognizing you are the mind, you are the temple. The temple and the light dwells in the subconscious mind is the domain. It dwells everywhere, but the subconscious mind is the main throne for this glorious Holy Spirit. And as this Holy Spirit energy dwells and you allow the subconscious mind to be purified, baby, you're going to ascend high to the gods because the physical body is controlled by the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is directed and controlled by the Holy Spirit if we allow. If we allow the precious Holy Spirit, as the great singer would say that song or sound, that energy within us lets us know we can be renewed. And as we become in love with this sacred power, my beautiful lovers, this is the Christ story. You want to please the Son of God in heaven. You want to please Jehovah Allah. You want to please Elohim Yahweh. You want to please the God of gods. Turn to the Christ within. You want to glorify the energy. You want to bring forth the praises to the Most High. Praise the Spirit of Christ inside. Because when you're praising the love of Christ, you can't do it if you don't accept Jesus Christ as my brother, friend, and over and over and over. You got to go through Jesus Christ, the prophet, the priest, and the king. And once you have repented of your sin and negative, once you have bowed up before him and got baptized in his glorious name, you are walking with power. Your shoulders are back, your chest is out, your biceps are flexed, your thighs are manifesting with the glory of Jesus Christ of glory. This is a fun way. This is not a Down syndrome way. This is not a a hocus-pocus way. This is not an undercurrent way. This is not a worm status. This is the way for divine human beings and human beings that are sinners to become saints. This is the way for the transfiguration. This is the way for escalation. This is the way for glorification. This is the way for sanctification. This is the way for exaltation, my beautiful lovers. I tell you, it is time to praise the name of the Son of God. It is time to bring forth the light of Christ, because when God, as you bring forth this divine light of Christ, and as you exalt the beautiful light of Christ, everything will come together for you, good to you, and as you glorify the energy, you praise the energy, the great omnipresent deity. This deity is in you, sweetheart. Recognize it, believe it, know it, and flow with this power. This power is to be praised. This is God's will. This is Jesus' will. This is my will. This is my brother's will. This is your will. All of you out there, because it is will to do the right thing, to glorify the eternal energy. And the energy will direct you and guide you, and we will glorify energy. Peace in, my love.
Jah Jesus, baby. We're out of here. Peace be with you. Until next time, may Jah Jesus' energy dwell within you, all around you, all through you. We love you. Jah Jesus, baby.
Happy New Year. We will see you next year on Jupiter 12th, 2014. Enjoy the ID.
Yes. Take it home, Don.